Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dan, am I getting time and a half today? I'm struggling working from the Dom Dome here in my plush recreation room, and a beautiful woman bringing me tea during each break. That is tough duty.
I do have Bill bringing me drinks during the break, so.
Well,
it doesn't really compare to Ro, though.
You got a big advantage there. It could be Joe Sebelia bringing you drinks, but all right. So, time and a half. Albert Eisenberg is someone who periodically, a lot, not as much as I'd like, is in Philadelphia Inquirer. He has a great opinion piece today, and then I'll play you a little bit. I was on with Angelo today, bashing Mayor Jim Kenney for being the star of a reality show at the beginning of the coronavirus hitting Philadelphia, and they couldn't reach him for days, apparently, various people. The mayor is always welcome to come in and rebut that. Why do some city workers get a coronavirus cash out while regular Philadelphians flail? This is amazing stuff. Albert's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Albert, welcome back. Great piece today. Give me the core of what you found out.
Well, thanks for having me, Dom. And keep in mind, I'm an op-ed journalist, and yet I'm apparently doing investigative reporting because seemingly nobody else cares that this is happening. But
well, you know, let's underline that point. Angelo was asking me, and I apologized. I didn't know that the Washington Examiner, of all places, wrote this, that Kenny was caught up for days doing the Profit Show on CNBC in the middle of all the coronavirus at the very moments when the big stuff, the leadership was needed,
right,
Albert. And somehow or another, the, quote, journalist in Philadelphia, you're right, don't see this as a story. Yours is even bigger, though. And I know you do all kinds of things. Heaven forbid if we ever turned you loose with a nice budget to go after stuff like this.
Well, yeah, it's a total slap in the face to Philadelphians, and I'll tell you what's going on. So what I have figured out through reporting is that of the nearly 30,000 people on the Philadelphia payroll, over half have been deemed essential. These are not just, you know, police and firefighters and trash workers, but these are people that essentially the labor unions have leveraged a deal with Mayor Kenney to give every essential employee time and a half. And the key is that, from what I hear inside the city government, department heads are able to deem whoever they want as essential, and more than half of city employees have. So people can deem their admins or their schedulers or their deputies as essential, and they're getting time and a half. Meanwhile, the city is encouraging these people to work from home. So there is no logical zone in the world where this exists, except perhaps in city governments, where people are working from home for time and a half while everyday Philadelphians are facing economic ruination and a complete decline. And it just is a complete cash out while everyone's distracted. It's astonishing to me.
Well, it is. And what kind of reaction are you getting? What are people saying to you about this? Are they challenging you on this?
Well, you know, there's the reaction of normal people, including many of my friends on the left, who think it's great reporting what I've been doing and think this story has legs and deserves coverage. And then there's the reaction of the sort of progressive journalist class, which seems deliberately nonplussed about this, as if there's no story that the mayor's office, which has a history of profligacy and, you know, disrespect of taxpayer money, whether it's the soda tax seats, you know, pre-K seats that haven't shown up, whether it's the rec centers that are supposed to be funded that aren't getting funded, whether it's the pensions fund, which have probably gone down by about a third with the rest of the market, or the $33 million the mayor lost that was, you know, due to an accounting error and nobody was fired over it. And there's just no interest or something. I mean, it's like there's a huge disconnect where people don't realize that this is our money. This is money coming out of my pocket and regular people's pockets. And there, no, you know, it's like trusting the attic to guard the stash right now.
Well, it is. Particularly, this would be bad in under any circumstance when other people are bereft of just about anything now and are looking for relief. This is an incredible arrogance and bubble that's here. And again, I think you've identified part of it, the investigative part of this. For example, I didn't know about Kenny doing this reality show. The Washington Examiner wrote a pretty big piece on it. I think that'd be worthy to challenge him and ask some pointed questions about that. Would other mayors have done that? Rendell said he wouldn't have. That's when leadership is needed. You are the face of all this, not the health commissioner or anything else. It's the mayor at the beginning of this. It's the same kind of thing. This one, though, actually is a cash grab of a lot of money, potentially, and it's just outrageous. And what are these people really doing working from home? I mean,
right.
You know,
I mean, with, you know, within various city departments, and I mentioned in the piece, I am not talking about the police officers and the firefighters and the trashmen. I think that they should perhaps get some sort of incentive money or just, you know, maybe 20% raise, maybe 50% while they're putting themselves at harm's risk. But can anybody provide a reasonable explanation why potentially thousands of workers in Philadelphia are working from home for time and a half? Can anybody provide me a reasonable explanation? Has anybody asked the mayor's office besides me for a reasonable explanation for this?
And you've got no response at this point?
The mayor's office, you know, actually to their community, you know, to the credit of the communications person I was working with or communicated with, I sent them questions and I said, I understand from this inquiry report that there are people who are essential workers who are getting time and a half who are being encouraged to work from home. Can you confirm that? And they say, yes, but we don't know how many.
Oh,
and the number is subject to change, but the number, they don't know how many. So here's the thing. We are dealing with a national environment where every employer in the country is talking about people working from home. The mayor figures out some last-minute agreement with the labor unions who are going to balk in case, unless they don't get time and a half. And meanwhile, nobody thinks to put in the guardrail of, okay, time and a half for essential employees unless, you know, essential employees in the field only. Nobody
yes.
thinks.
And, you know, let's take a moment because I want to underline what you're saying. We know about police and fire, but the trash people during this, it's a very, very difficult thing to consider, given the virus, living on stuff, allegedly, we'll say, and all that. Absolutely, they deserve some monetary compensation. And then they have to kind of split that with people sitting on a couch doing God knows what.
Yes, everybody in the country, everybody in the city, including myself. I mean, I don't write columns for a living. I run a business. Everybody is cutting back right now. And it's just offensive that the city government cannot manage itself in any respectable way.
Absolutely. Where do people find you, Albert, in your day? Or do you have a website and all that? And, you know, what is it that you, I wanted to ask you this, too, the existential question in life. What does it take before people start to change their voting behavior because of this institutional arrogance?
Well, you ask everyday people, you know, including people who don't ever vote Republican, and they understand that the city government is corrupt and that their council people are useless and that there are potholes on the street. But what we don't have is a Republican Party that seems to care to engage in the cities or even tends to realize what great opportunity there is. So I'm always beating that drum of, you know, Pennsylvania GOP, national GOP. You guys need to come in and start, you know, you can't just throw up your hands and say, well, they're voting against their own interests. You need to come in and really engage with people. And that's, you know, as a young Republican, that's the fault of our side of things. So I think that's, you know, you got to give people a choice.
Right.
But there's obviously a media component of it. You know, I started this media platform. I helped start this platform called Broad and Liberty, where we're trying to provide a counterbalance to the, you know, progressive junk, I think, that shows up mostly in the mainstream publications from a local angle. And you can absolutely find me on Twitter at AlbyDelphia, AlbyDelphia. That's where I'm pretty active. And you should look at Broad and Liberty and see me every 2 weeks in the Inquirer, because I'm a conservative columnist there.
Excellent. Glad you're there. To be continued, Albert. Thank you. Thanks for a great piece.
Thank you, Dom. Appreciate you having me on.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.